7 after the hour, the day after Memorial Day. The Good Day program on the air for the 29th. Is that right? Today is the 29th? I'm trying to remember.
Yep.
30 days half September, April, May, and November. All the rest have 31 in kind, except February, which has 28 and each leap year 29. Got that?
I think I follow you.
You got that. Okay, good for you. Rich McFadden, Doug Steffen, Jennifer is in Ireland this week, so Richie and I will do this hour of the program, getting a focus on things that people are talking about, certainly Memorial Day and the origins of it. We were on the air live yesterday. We talked about that, as we do most every Memorial Day. It's amazing how many people don't know that the original, the first Memorial Day, was a response to the carnage of the Civil War. 620,000 American soldiers died on both sides, and we haven't had, I think 590,000 were lost in World War II, and that was the worst loss of life. And when you think about what it did to our country, and I think we still think there are ramifications and affectations of what happened during the Civil War, I just think that's, it is still a problem. Although we've come a long way, as they say.
Sure has.
So yesterday, the president out politicking and Mr. Romney out politicking, and I've made no secret of my disdain for politicians who use military folks as a backdrop for their own political gains. It disgusts me, frankly. The Sunday night TV show from the mall didn't get too far. Got rained out after, what, about 40, 45? Trace Adkins
45 minutes,
made his thing. Joe Montagna and, what's his face?
Gary Sinise.
Gary Sinise.
Who I saw yesterday at the parade.
Yeah.
With his son.
Yeah? How old is his son?
His son, it looks like he's in his 20s.
Oh.
It looks like they cut Gary Sinise's head off and put it on a taller version of a kid.
Really? No kidding.
It's spitting image.
Yeah. That's pretty distinctive. Very, actually, distinctive look on his face. One of the things that has become a part of what people have said about Memorial Day, the focus on the heroes, the veterans of foreign wars, et cetera, et cetera. There was a host named Chris Hayes, Richie.
This guy.
Who I think we have actually the audio from this. And I will just play it, and you can react to it if you'd like to. 800-510-8255. Doug at DougSteffen.com. Facebook.com/Good Day Show. Twitter at Good Day Show. This fellow, Chris Hayes, was uncomfortable about the word hero being used. And so as a result of this, I'm betting through the week this week, this will be something that a lot of people
he's already had to apologize for it.
Well, but he didn't. What he said, I took exception to for sure, although there are some who go overboard using the word hero because everybody in a uniform is not. People who lose their lives or who put their lives on the line, like the SEALs who went in to get Osama bin Laden, those guys, any of those people who are on planes or ships or people who carry a gun, people who are assigned to difficult duty, all those people, I think you could use the term hero. Anyway, this guy says he's uncomfortable, and so you may be hearing this for the first time. You'll hear it a lot more, I'm betting, through the course of the day, today and tomorrow.
It's interesting because it is, I think, very difficult to talk about the war dead and the fallen without invoking valor, without invoking the words heroes. Why do I feel so comfortable about the word hero? I feel uncomfortable about the word hero because it seems to me that it is so rhetorically proximate to justifications for more war. And I don't want to obviously desecrate or disrespect the memory of anyone that's fallen. And obviously there are individual circumstances in which there is genuine and tremendous heroism, of, you know, hail of gunfire and rescuing fellow soldiers and things like that. But it seems to me that we marshal this word in a way that is problematic. But maybe I'm wrong about that.
Well, so maybe he is. He sort of builds the case for not considering everybody in the same category. But he sort of sticks his foot in it a little bit. But that'll get twisted around and turned around, and he'll, you know, have to do a little backpedaling, backtracking. I hear what he's saying. I think what happens often is we get people so whipped up, Richie, into this whole business of war. We just have too many wars. We have too many Americans dying for no good reason. And Afghanistan is a perfect example of that. There's nothing being accomplished there, other than perhaps some of you saw the picture of a soldier on the middle of a poppy field over the weekend picking poppies. This is our response to how we're going to leave things in Afghanistan when the Taliban, which is stronger now than it ever has been, will continue to get stronger because you're using drugs. The Taliban wouldn't exist if you and other people around the country and around the world didn't use drugs.
They wouldn't be able to make money to support themselves. That's how they make their money.
Exactly. So, anyway, the essence of where we are here is all about terms and meanings and sensitivities. Yesterday at this time, I said I thought the Vietnam War, what were my exact words, Richie? It was disgusting, horrible waste, and some guy called me stupid because I said that without really listening to what I was saying. And I think that can happen with Chris Hayes, can happen with politicians, can happen with people using the media. It just happens.
People who served in there, they don't want to think of their efforts as stupid or disgusting.
Right. And that's not what I said.
That's not what you're saying.
No.
What you're saying is that the war itself,
the fact that we were there and involved, was ridiculous.
Sure.
And we had no business being there. And it's sinful. Not only the number of 42,000, 43,000 men lost.
But that doesn't take away
their lives. It doesn't take away from their efforts at all. In fact, they did more duty. One of the things Obama said yesterday, which I thought was kind of interesting, he announced the beginning of a way to turn this around. It's going to last, what, until 2025, trying to re-educate Americans about what did happen in Vietnam.
There's a 15-year Vietnam anniversary committee starting up next year.
Right.
Right now, there is a Korean one going on, and you hear some of the features, some of the stories of some of the Korean vets here on this show.
Yeah.
And the Vietnam one starts up next year, and it's really neat.
So
finally, the welcoming and thank you for the vets.
Well, thank you, but there was such total disrespect for these soldiers, like it was their fault that we went to Vietnam.
Right.
It wasn't.
Exactly.
It was Lyndon Johnson's fault that we went to Vietnam and did what we did. That was it, pure and simple. And he should be excoriated every moment. He was one of the worst presidents in the history of our country. And that was really his main boondoggle. 800-510-8255. All right, so Tammy is listening in Metro, Ohio. And I did my 30 days half September wrong. Tammy, is that right?
Yes, there's 31 days in May.
That's what I said, didn't I?
No, you said 30 days at September, April, May, and November.
Oh, what's it's April, June, and November?
Right.
Right, okay. I just
see,
forgot.
I listen to you every morning.
Good
I
for you, Tammy.
Program.
She obviously listens closely.
She's very close. That's very good. I'm glad you listen very closely. I have some very close friends, the Sillers, who were from Mentor, Ohio. Did you ever know the Sillers?
No, I never did.
They owned the first Dairy Queen in Northeast Ohio.
Oh.
Yeah, and the father ran it for a long, long time. It was very cool. When I went to school, I made it my business to get up to the Dairy Queen as often as I could from Tiffin. All right, well, thank you for correcting me. I'm appreciative of your listening and keeping me on the straight and narrow, all right?
Okay.
Thanks. Nice to hear from you. 800-510-8255 on Good Day, an overview of the issues of the day. The Mars Odyssey spacecraft sent up by NASA in April of 2001 to look for evidence of water on Mars. NASA announced that water had been detected there in the form of ice, suggesting the possibility of a microbial life existing on the red planet. And so one wonders, where is this today? There is more data still being fed back, by the way, from there. We were talking about SpaceX and the four different ships that are being launched by NASA that were built by private funds, and the companies are run by private entities. And this first one, SpaceX, what is it called, Drax or something? What's it? Something close to that. has landed.
Dragon.
Dragon, thank you.
There's, Dragon and there's three others.
Yeah. Anyway, landed at the International Space Center. This is like a drone. It responds to commands from Earth, has no people in it, carries 1,200 pounds worth of food and things that they need in the Space Center, and in turn they're going to put all their garbage in this thing, and then it'll come back to Earth and presumably land in the ocean, get picked up like some of the earlier Apollo and Mercury space capsules. It's a modern-day version of that stuff. So, pretty cool.
Dragon, Falcon, Falcon 9, and Falcon Heavy.
Yeah, Falcon Heavy is the one that will be able to do more. So, anyway, that's a study of something that maybe we'll be talking with the students in school about today. I say we, rhetorically speaking, would be a great thing to talk about science class today. Take credit for that. 18 after the hour on Good Day.
500 new business cards. That's 500 first impressions.
At Staples, we know your business printing is important.
30 copies of a killer proposal. 30 yeses to a career-changing deal.
So Staples certified print pros make sure it's perfect.
One new store sign, thousands of new shoppers.
Great business printing can be the difference between making a sale and missing one. For a limited time, buy 200 instant business cards and get 200 free. Order in-store or at staples.com/instant. Staples Instant Printing. Get it made today. Staples. That was easy.
Grandpa!
Hey, there he is.
Come on up here and sit down on the porch with me.
I love staying here. How long have you lived here?
A long time. You know, your mother grew up here.
I'm going to have a house like this when I grow up.
I hope so, buddy. I hope so.
For the first time in generations, the dream of home ownership is being threatened. Realtors, members of the National Association of Realtors, are here to represent you and protect home ownership. Visit houselogic.com/homeownership to learn more.
You know, life doesn't slow down just because you have sore joints. You still have just as much to do, and you have to find a way to keep yourself moving. Fortunately for you, there's new Move Free Ultra. Just one small pill per day is more effective for sore joints than two big glucosamine and chondroitin pills. And you can believe it, because it was based on a 90-day human clinical study. Don't let sore joints slow you down or big joint care pills. Put a powerful small pill to work for you. Move on, move free with new Shift Move Free Ultra.
Are you struggling each month to make ends meet? Could an extra $1,000 help you out today? Would restructuring your credit card debt into a lower, more manageable payment make life easier? Well, there is hope. A national consumer advocacy network comprised of lenders and professional credit advisors is ready to help you. Just text the word FREE to 20300 for instant information on programs that can help you. Text the word FREE to 20300 right now. Message and data rates may apply.
All whey protein powders are not created equal. Fresh liquid whey has been used for hundreds of years to restore health to the sick and youth to the aging. Why is it that no one reports these benefits from today's whey protein powders? It is because they are all processed with heat or chemicals, which damages them, making them a burden for your body and making it more likely to cause allergies. One World Whey's True Cool process retains all the powerful properties of fresh raw whey in a concentrated powder. One World Whey is speeding up the body's ability to get healthy, and it is replacing the need for many other supplements. To learn how One World Whey may help you with fat loss, the elimination of inflammation and pain, detoxification of heavy metals, intestinal health, brain function, and increases in strength, energy, and muscle size, call 888-988-3325. Mention coupon code KNOCKOUT and you'll receive a free tube of KNOCKOUT pain cream with your order, which eliminates soft tissue pain in 10 minutes for 90% of users. Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworldway.com.
Knockout is the code to use at One World Way. 21 after the hour.
If you owe the IRS money you can't pay, then listen carefully, because you already know that the problem won't go away by itself. You can get help today from the leading tax expert in the country, Dan Pilla.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. The IRS isn't going to just forget about you. Right now, the IRS is hiring thousands of tax collectors to go after delinquent accounts just like yours. That's why you need to take action today, and I can help. I take a simple but proven approach to solving your tax debt problem. First, I stabilize collections so you don't have to worry about wage and bank levies. Next, I build a detailed plan to get your debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even eliminated. Finally, I work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. So call now for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829.
Dan Pilla will solve your tax problem, guaranteed. He's helped thousands of people, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at crossbreedholsters.com. Don't forget, crossbreedholsters.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Now want to charge you $25 if you want to sit next to your child on a flight. You see this? Like, if you're on a crowded flight, they can't guarantee seat assignments, but for an additional $25, you might be able to sit next to your child. You know, how about this? How about an extra $25 for a sober pilot? I would pay for that. Or an air traffic controller stays awake. Or a TSA agent doesn't grab you.
Yeah,
I'd pay for that.
Yeah.
Welcome to Late Night with Jimmy Fallon, everybody. This is a big show tonight. Tonight's audience is made up entirely of members of the armed forces right there. I'm a little worried, though. They said every time a joke bombs, I have to drop and give them 20. So I have to take a cut. You guys, here's some election news. Next week, Mitt Romney will campaign in Las Vegas with Donald Trump and Newt Gingrich. Somebody say Hangover Part 3? That's right. Mitt Romney will appear in Vegas with Donald Trump and Newt Gingrich, or as one audience member put it, worst Chippendale show ever.
So, George Will, the ABC News commentator and columnist, criticized Donald Trump's role in Mitt Romney's campaign on This Week on Sunday.
What is Donald Trump's role in Mitt Romney's campaign?
He's just out there making noise.
Cheerleader, right?
Yeah. He called Donald Trump a bloviating ignoramus.
Right. Does anybody disagree with that?
Oh, my God. I think he's not an ignoramus, but he does bloviate.
He's a smart guy.
Plenty. Yeah, he's plenty much a bloviator. That's a great word, by the way, isn't it? Today's word of the day is bloviator. First person to call with a definition of bloviator gets a swell prize. 800-510-8255. What is a bloviator? All right, you're on to that, Richie? Let's see what we get. For bloviation, it was bloviation. I know. Well,
anybody
people like
uses the word bloviator, you win $100.
Right. There it is. Those are the. Can we get rid of those geese, by the way?
Sure, you want to?
Yeah, I do. I'd like to get rid of them.
They cause some problems on the.
Serious problems.
Really?
And, yeah. And we have all kinds. It's a federal offense to shoot a goose, unless it's here on the Good Day program.
Right.
You got them. Thank you, Rich. Now I need to get you here, front and center, and we'll be all set. Speaking of things that are on our mind that are front and center.
If your dog were worth his while, he'd chase those geese off of your farm.
Charlotte can't move fast enough to chase the geese.
Yeah, they're fast.
Yeah, legs a little bit short.
Yeah.
What do you know about triglycerides? High triglycerides, blood triglycerides, very important in your factors for heart disease, the risk factors for heart disease. Your doctor may be concerned about your cholesterol level and your triglyceride level. And if, in fact, that's the case, you want to know how to fix that. Well, you increase your physical activity. You maintain a healthy weight. You cut down on carbs. You choose your fats wisely. You eat more fish or have more fish oil, and that's where Cardiol comes in. Not only is it a great fish oil product, it also is a it has 9 natural ingredients. Safe, FDA registered. Cardiol is very easy to take. 1 capsule a day with all kinds of things that will help you lower your cholesterol, lower your triglycerides, and help you maintain the levels. And to show you how well positioned Cardiol is, they want to give you a 30-day supply free of Cardiol. So get yourself into the best position you can with triglycerides and cholesterol by getting the free 30-day Cardiol offer. Go to cardiol.net/Doug. That's cardiol.net/Doug. Or call them at 888-809-6424 for your free 30-day trial of Cardiol.
I'm Peter Greenberg, and this is today's Worldwide Travel Minute. Smartphone technology is moving faster than most of us can keep up with, and people keep getting nailed by, guess what, outrageous fees. So what are the latest solutions? If you're only planning to travel for a few days, then don't try to use a cellular network. Your best bet is to connect to a wireless internet and use Skype to make free or very cheap international calls. You can create your own wireless hotspot using MiFi. It's a small device or data card that you can connect to your smartphone, meaning you can send and receive emails and make Skype calls. For longer trips, it's worth asking your carrier about international data plans. But you're better off getting a larger data package and not using all of it, rather than being charged through the roof for overages. And then there's Telestial, which carries international SIM cards with voice and data, as well as data-only cards, and keeps their costs low by using their own network. For more information, visit petergreenberg.com. I'm Peter Greenberg, the travel detective, and this is today's Worldwide Travel Minute.
Hey, just here returning my used motor oil.
That's great for the environment, and that's step one.
Step one.
Step one toward getting a $20 store gift card offer.
Well, what's step two?
Step two, buy Valvoline Next Gen Oil.
What's Next Gen?
The same high-quality Valvoline motor oil made with recycled oil. Step three, get a $20 offer.
$20, that's huge.
Yeah.
Just for returning my used oil and buying Next Gen?
Yep. Return, buy, get a $20 offer.
Close the loop with Valvoline Next Gen. Close the loop at your nearest major auto parts store. Go to Valvoline.com to learn more.
500 new business cards. That's 500 first impressions.
At Staples, we know your business printing is important.
30 copies of a killer proposal. 30 yeses to a career-changing deal.
So Staples certified print pros make sure it's perfect.
One new store sign, thousands of new shoppers.
Great business printing can be the difference between making a sale and missing one. For a limited time, buy 200 instant business cards and get 200 free. Order in-store or at staples.com/instant. Staples Instant Printing. Get it made today. Staples. That was easy.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
Can Heart and Body Extract help with other ailments besides heart conditions, high blood pressure, clogged arteries, or unbalanced cholesterol? It did for Karen.
I've been using Heart and Body Extract for approximately 2 weeks. I've had an earwax buildup problem for many years, with over-the-counter stuff not working at all. I have very poor hearing due to this earwax buildup. Well, after 2 weeks of taking Heart and Body Extract, my earwax buildup almost completely cleared up. Could this be the effect of better body circulation?
Heart and Body Extract is an effective 100% organic nutritional supplement specially formulated to allow your body to heal itself.
My hearing is almost completely back to normal. I'm amazed.
Order by calling 866-295-5305 or online at hbextract.com. That's 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract for long and healthy life.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light Systems system today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Love gardening but don't love seeing your hard work destroyed by wildlife? Then use the number one most effective deer and rabbit repellent you can buy, PlantSkid. PlantSkid repellent protects gardens, trees, and landscaping by emitting an odor that browsing animals associate with predators. So animals avoid plants before they nibble, not after. PlantSkid is made in the U.S. from non-toxic, 100% organic, environment, and pet-friendly ingredients. Other repellents wash off in the rain. Not PlantSkid. It's guaranteed to outlast all other repellents. PlantSkid was the first animal repellent to be OMRI listed organic and now comes in liquid spray, powder concentrate, or easy-to-use granular. Just sprinkle around your garden. For proven protection from deer, rabbits, squirrels, and other small rodents, use PlantSkid. Member tested and recommended by the National Home Gardening Club. Find a dealer near you at PlantSkid.com. That's PlantSkydd.com. Ask about our new vole repellent when you call 800-252-6051. That's 800-252-6051. PlantSkid. Proven plant protection. Guaranteed or your money back.
Stephan with Rich McFadden in this hour. Jennifer is off in Ireland and be back next Monday, I guess, right?
Yeah, she will.
Yeah. So we're celebrating Tuesday, the 29th of May. Two more days left in the month of May, and then it's the merry month of June. So the pools are opened. Richie did his grilling over the weekend. A lot of people did their barbecue stuff. So we're
into the pool a couple of times.
Into the good weather. That's a good thing. The price of gasoline been discussed a great deal over the weekend. Mm. It's always one of those things, especially the price goes up. Now the price is going down. Nobody understands. And, well, I'm guessing
it usually goes up.
Up at Memorial Day.
In the summertime at Memorial Day, so they can gaff you a little bit during
the They've been gaffing us, though, for the past four or five, 6 years.
Right.
And so back to $2.50 gasoline. Somebody made a campaign pit stop somewhere and was lauding the $3.50 gas prices. And then people start asking, why are we settling for $3.50?
Right.
What happened to Newt Gingrich's $2.50? And when you get down to the
nothing
brass
drives
tacks,
me more crazy than to listen to the news and for them to say, good news.
Oh, yeah, right.
Gas is down to $3.75.
Yeah, right. No.
It's not good news.
No,
you're still getting gaffed.
And it's going to continue.
Don't
and then there are those people who say it'll be $7 in a couple of years, and then it'll be $10. What does that do to the economy? How does that work for anybody? It's just it's a lot of food for thought, but a lot of conversation about it. Now, the big news from Hollywood.
Yes.
Actually, this isn't Hollywood because Cynthia Nixon lives in New York, and she married her longtime girlfriend, Christine Marinoni. In New York on Sunday.
Good for
they were engaged 3 years ago at a rally to support same-sex marriage. So she had her girlfriend legally married. People magazine carrying a big story about that this week. I don't understand why there's this big thing anymore about this. I don't. I think people ought to be happy that other people are happy. And you leave it at that. What was the name of the... Actually, this is a good trivia question. The name of the character that she played on Sex and the City. 800-510-8255. And what was the name of her husband, if you want extra credit? The father of her son. You know the people here?
Yes.
All these people involved. It's a big, big show. So what was... Cynthia Nixon's character name in Sex and the City? 800 510-8255. All right, here's something that may need some explaining.
Explaining.
Tide has a new product. Procter & Gamble owns Tide. They introduced a new product this week called Tide Washing Machine Cleaner. How is it that we need this? If there's one thing that doesn't need to be washed, I would think it would be the washing machine. What's next? A vacuum to vacuum your vacuum cleaner? Huh? How in the world do they think they're going to sell Tide Washing Machine Cleaner?
Clean clothes start with a clean washer.
Yeah.
Fight odor-causing residues in your washer from your laundry, soils, detergents, and water-hardness minerals with Tide Washing Machine Cleaner.
Yeah. Perfect.
Hey, on the Tide site, they rated it 3.5 out of 5 stars.
Good for them.
That would have been a good 5 out of 5 there.
Justin Bieber, the little worm that he is, got into a scuffle with some photographer over the weekend, is now being investigated for criminal battery.
All right, so here's the thing in the story.
Yeah.
Let's say you're the photographer, and Justin Bieber comes over and roughs you up.
Right.
Would you really tell anybody about that?
He's a twerp. He's a little,
a little twerp.
110-pound.
And he just handled you.
Yeah, right.
I think I would take those pictures, throw them away, and sneak away with my tail between my legs.
Make sure that you, I wasn't there. I don't know anything about this.
No.
Justin Timberlake and Jessica Biel celebrated their engagement over the weekend with a big bash at Justin's friend Estee Stanley. I don't know who that is. Do we know who that is?
Estee Stanley?
Estee Stanley.
Estee Stanley. Don't know him.
Anyway. Let's see here. Lance Bass was there. Portia de Rossi, Ellen DeGeneres, Amy Adams. Man, I think she's delightful.
I thought you liked the bride-to-be, though.
Oh, I do like Jessica Biel, the best of all of them. But anyway, it's just kind of cool that
another
they got
one you missed
together. That's okay, Richie. I'm doing all right. Thank you. It's nice of you to notice. Tropical storm Beryl made landfall in Florida just after midnight. Knocked out power to a lot of people. I wonder if, we start in St. Augustine, down to Jacksonville, down the Space Coast, WMEL, WTTB, down on that side of the state. Anybody having any problem with us this morning? If you can't hear us, call 800-510-8255. That's something people in Florida are certainly going to be talking about. It seems awfully early for one of those storms. The hurricane season doesn't even start. Officially, it says it officially starts June 1st. What's the arbitrary date? It's just, it's a handy date. It doesn't mean that no storms are allowed on May 29th. So a lot of that was going to come up the coast. You'll get it probably Wednesday, Richie, I'm guessing, and I'll get it here on Thursday or Friday. Oh, yeah. Natalie is in Jackson, Tennessee. Welcome to Good Day, Natalie. How are you?
Fine. How are you?
Fine. Thank you very much for asking. Did you have a good Memorial Day? What'd you do?
We went and put flags on graves of soldiers who didn't have any on them.
Isn't that sweet?
Very nice.
Aren't you a sweet lady? Did you and your husband do that? You and your family do it? Who did you take with you to do that?
My husband and our 2 kids.
Yeah. Is your husband and or are you involved in the military? Or have you been in your life?
He's full-time National Guard. He's got 25, 26 years in.
Uh-huh. Has he been to Afghanistan? Has he been
to Afghanistan? He's been to Iraq.
He went to Iraq. How many times?
Uh-huh. He's went to Iraq once. He's been in Germany. He's been to Honduras. He's been all over the place.
What did he think of Iraq when he was there? What did he tell you about what went on or what was going on in Iraq when he came back?
It was very sandy over there. The soldiers tried to keep their heads up, but it's hard for everybody. And we talk about it, but, it's really not something I want to share with anybody else.
Okay. Well, that's fair enough. So to the matter at hand, Cynthia Nixon marrying her girlfriend brings us around to remembering her role on Sex and the City. What was her character's name?
Miranda Hobbs.
And she was married to?
Steve.
And do you remember
the bartender?
He was a bartender. The father of her son, what was the son's name? Do you remember?
Oh, I don't remember the son's name.
Well, you did fine anyway. Son's name was Brady. All right, Brady. And so, under the circumstances, do you have any problem with her marrying your girlfriend?
Well, yeah, I kind of do. I believe if God intended men to marry men and women to marry women, then he'd only made one sex.
Really? That's an interesting way of looking at it. Yeah. All right. Well, you know what? Everybody's entitled to his or her opinion, right?
Right.
Right. All right. You're going to give me that tropical storm over there? I don't think you're inland too far. You won't get any of the tropical storm there.
Well, actually, we're under a severe thunderstorm warning right now.
You are. Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Well, I think that there is the weather that came across, there was a cold front and a warm front. And a lot of, we had some really heavy weed collectively through the Midwest, the far Midwest, through the central Mississippi, and then down into the valley where you are. Some really tough storms early this year, and then they sort of dissipated, and now they seem to be coming back again. Pretty furious storms, too, from what you hear.
We can use the rain.
Yeah, well, and that's good. We got everybody got their crops in down there?
Pretty much, yeah.
Yeah. You have the batteries in your flashlights?
Oh, all the time.
Good.
Yeah. All right. We're going to send you a swell Doug Steffen prize. Thank you, Natalie. Hold on just a second. Very nice speaking with you. 17 before the hour on Good Day.
500 new business cards. That's 500 first impressions.
At Staples, we know your business printing is important.
30 copies of a killer proposal. 30 yeses to a career-changing deal.
So Staples certified print pros make sure it's perfect.
One new store sign, thousands of new shoppers.
Great business printing can be the difference between making a sale and missing one. For a limited time, buy 200 instant business cards and get 200 free. Order in-store or at staples.com/instant. Staples Instant Printing. Get it made today. Staples. That was easy.
Desla has a teenage son that keeps bugging her about getting a smartphone, so I called her.
Hi.
Hey, Desla, it's Earl from the Walmart commercials. How are you?
I'm good.
Did you know the Walmart has a wireless center with the latest phones and some of the best plans?
At Walmart?
Yeah.
I've never gone into the cell phone section.
Oh, my goodness. Walmart has the HTC One X and a Samsung Galaxy Proclaim.
That phone is kind of cool.
Oh, yeah.
Wow, I'm going to have to check that out.
There you have it. Now see for yourself.
Get the HTC One X from AT&T or the Samsung Galaxy Proclaim with Straight Talk. Participants were compensated for their time.
Today's Gold Bond Rescue Mission, the 7th Inning Sweat. I'm with superfans Scott and Paul.
Hey.
It's 100 degrees out here, and they're trying to enjoy a ball game.
It's getting uncomfortable.
Yeah, and sticky. That's why I'm giving them the powder with the power. Gold Bond Body Powder. We're itchy, too. The encapsulated menthol protects skin, absorbs moisture, even relieves itching. So they stay dry and comfortable.
Talk about a game changer.
Hey. Thanks, Jimmy. Thank Gold Bond. It's the worst.
With our Dish Hopper, automatically skipping commercials on TV is easy. The Dish Hopper lets you skip primetime commercials on all four major networks. But how can you skip ads in other places? Well, Dish has some suggestions. To skip newspaper ads, simply chase your paperboy off your lawn with a baseball bat. To skip highway billboards, memorize the route you're driving, then coat all your windows in a thick black paint. And finally, to skip ads on the internet, simply locate your router and begin punching it. Continue punching it until the router or your fist have had enough. Now, none of this is as easy or convenient as using the Dish Hopper, which lets you automatically skip primetime ads on all four major networks. But you can't go too far when it comes to skipping ads.
Watch commercial-free TV with the Hopper, the new whole home HD DVR from Dish. Call 1-800-WATCH-TV to get Dish today. Only available for playback on select HD primetime shows and must be enabled by customer. Programming sold separately. Restrictions apply. Call for details.
Hi, I'm Jay Farner from Quicken Loans. Today's interest rates are the lowest that we've seen in generations. The rate today on a 30-year fixed mortgage is an amazing 3.99%. APR 4.22%. Call us today at 800-QUICKEN. That's 800-QUICKEN. We'll help you keep more of that hard-earned money in your pocket where it belongs. Maybe that's why for the second year in a row now, J.D. Power & Associates ranked Quicken Loans highest in customer satisfaction for primary mortgage origination in the nation. Here are some of the reasons why. We close many of our loans in 30 days or less, and we provide you with industry-leading online apps designed to guide you through the loan process with speed and ease. Again, today's amazingly low rate on a 30-year fixed mortgage is 3.99%, APR 4.22%. So give us a call today at 800-QUICKEN. That's 800-QUICKEN, or visit us at quickenloans.com and find out for yourself why we're engineered to amaze.
Without the
award information, visit jimmypower.com. Call us across the bridge. Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states. NMLS number 33.
It's like these ads for cars. There are two kinds of ads that drive me nuts. One of them is the car dealer who tells you you know, go buy this car or rent this car from us or lease it or whatever it is, and we'll do this, that, and the other thing. And then the last 25 seconds of the spot, all the disclaimers. And then the other ones that drive me nuts are the drug company ads where they spend 15, 20 seconds maybe telling you about how good the drug is, and then they spend 40, 45 seconds telling you the FDA says it'll kill you. Whatever other things.
Lawyers.
Don't take this. Don't do that. Don't
cause anal bleeding.
Yeah, right. Exactly. Angelina Jolie this weekend gave Brad Pitt her betrothed. Is that what you call somebody who's marrying you?
Yeah.
Betrothed?
Back 100 years ago, but it still works.
Anyway, the she gave him a wedding gift. Anybody know what it is? Should I take a shot? Have you heard what it is?
No, but I know that he gave her a massive rock, so it's got to be something pretty decent.
All right, so if you know what Brad Pitt got from Angelina Jolie as a wedding present for the weekend, or this past weekend, not for the weekend, but the gift before they get married, they're giving each other gifts. When actually is the marriage? When are they getting married?
I don't know.
All right.
I think they just set a date, though.
Did they?
Yeah.
All right, so what did Angelina Jolie give to Brad Pitt for a wedding gift? 800-510-8255. You know the answer to that? Help yourself. Kim Kardashian. It's a good thing Jennifer's not here because I can throw all kinds of plastic at this. This is just, these people will do anything to keep their name in the press. Supposedly, Kim was the victim of a theft on her way back from the Cannes Film Festival. First of all, what is she doing at the Cannes Film Festival other than being...
There are celebrities there. Oh. She is a wannabe celebrity.
She is a wannabe.
Listen, what was it, last week or the week before, they had the list of 100 most powerful celebrities, and she was in the top 10.
I didn't realize. She was, really?
Yeah.
Wow.
Why, I don't know.
I don't either. Anyway.
Because she makes a lot of money. She does make a lot of money.
Yeah. That Ryan Seacrest was responsible for that outrage.
Thank you, Ryan.
Anyway, she tweeted over the weekend that she discovered items missing from her luggage. Said on her tweet, "Very disappointed in British Airways for opening my baggage and taking some special items of mine."
Special.
"Something sentimental, not replaceable," she tweeted.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
"What happened to the days when you could lock your bags? We need to go back to that. No sense of security, no trust. How about you carry your bag with you upstairs, and then you don't have that problem?"
I would imagine she's not the carry-on type of girl.
Yeah, probably not. Yeah, I'm guessing you're probably right about that. Also, she is not a pill popper. Wasn't there a story late last week that she was on Valium and sleeping pills and all kinds of other stuff?
I think so, yeah.
So she's going to sue the tabloid that started that story. Wow. Big time stuff. Whew. Heavy weight. Well, it's something to talk about. The government is expected to finish its perjury case against Roger Clemens today, Richie.
What a joke.
I know. I give you a chance just to say just to say that.
There's somebody in the government that actually says, who can we catch in a lie this week because we can't actually prove they did what we think they did.
Right. Yeah. All right. So the question is, what did Angelina Jolie give Brad Pitt for a wedding present? James in Brownwood, what do you think it is?
She gave up Billy Bob Thornton's vial of blood and said, "You're next."
Excuse me, I don't think it happened quite that way, but thanks for originality. Anyway, Gary's in Virginia, Minnesota. Hi, Gary. Welcome to Good Day.
Morning, Doug. It was a helicopter.
It was a helicopter. She bought him a helicopter and has given him flying lessons so that he can learn how to fly the helicopter.
She wants to kill him off, huh?
Right. Well, she wants to be run around. She doesn't like to sit in traffic, so she wants him to fly her around in a helicopter instead of being out in the traffic. So there you go. All right, good job, Gary. We'll reward you nicely with a nice Doug Steffen prize. Thank you very much. It's 51 past the hour on Good Day.
A healthy heart starts with Extendivite. I've always believed that I had to have a strong defense to overcome the new superbugs of today. Extendivite, a 7-herb heart protection cocktail, not only helped me to overcome a massive heart attack, but it also has built up my natural immune defenses against colds and flus. Extendivite has so many benefits that we all should be taking Extendivite to build up our defenses for what superbugs might emerge yet. So start today, clean out the toxins, and be as healthy as you can be. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Iodine protection packs from hempusa.org are now in stock for immediate delivery worldwide. Our iodine protection packs include microplant powder, green life kelp, red palm oil, and our clear roll-on iodine that will feed the body the iodine it needs. All iodine protection packs are in stock. Save you money and ship for free in all 50 states. Visit hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system.
Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. Visit us at HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
At 53 past the hour, Doug Steffens' Good Day program, our focus on your better living quotient, what's going on in technology. Shelley Palmer is our reporter on a lot of things. Plus, we have an app, Richie, a special app of the week.
I like apps.
I'll tell you about some a new app that is for bargain hunters. We should have that for our queen of cheap, Roberta Fasanelli. Meanwhile, Google closed its acquisition of Motorola Mobility and officially became a smartphone manufacturer. Remember on Friday, I think it was, Shelley Palmer told us that Facebook was thinking about getting into the smartphone business. And that's to compete with their friends at Google. So we'll find out what the story is from Shelley Palmer, see if you can make a deal. Is this going to, what happens with this is, if nothing else, it drives the price of all these things down, right? The more competition.
What they're trying to do is everybody wants to own the patents. That's where Apple is so rich, is because they own all the patents for all these devices and all of these features on the devices, and that's what everybody's trying to get into because that's where the big money is.
All right, so we'll find out how this all works in just a moment here. Stand by on Good Day.
Hey, just here returning my used motor oil.
That's great for the environment, and that's step one.
Step one.
Step one toward getting a $20 store gift card offer.
Well, what's step two?
Step two, buy Valvoline Next Gen Oil.
What's Next Gen?
The same high-quality Valvoline motor oil made with recycled oil. Step three, get a $20 offer.
$20, that's huge.
Yeah.
Just for returning my used oil and buying Next Gen?
Yep. Return, buy, get a $20 offer.
Close the loop with Valvoline Next Gen. Close the loop at your nearest major auto parts store. Go to Valvoline.com to learn more.
Today on Shelley Palmer Digital Living, Google just closed its acquisition of Motorola Mobility and officially became a smartphone manufacturer. Is Facebook jealous? It must be, because the New York Times is reporting strong rumors that we could see a Facebook phone sometime next year. Facebook did not confirm or deny the rumor. It pointed to an earlier statement saying, quote, "We're working across the entire mobile industry with operators, hardware manufacturers, OS providers, and application developers." So, is it a good idea for Facebook to start manufacturing and marketing smartphones? Depends on whom you ask. Some analysts say it's a terrible idea because Facebook has absolutely no experience in the hardware business and the competition is just too tough to learn on the job. Others say that a proprietary mobile device would help Facebook execute a profitable mobile strategy and, more importantly, help properly position the company in the mobile space. One thing is for sure, Facebook is now public and everything it does will be carefully watched. Visit ShelleyPalmer.com to learn more about it.
For Doug Steffens' Good Day, I'm Shelley Palmer.
500 new business cards. That's 500 first impressions.
At Staples, we know your business printing is important.
30 copies of a killer proposal. 30 yeses to a career-changing deal.
So Staples certified print pros make sure it's perfect.
One new store sign, thousands of new shoppers.
Great business printing can be the difference between making a sale and missing one. For a limited time, buy 200 instant business cards and get 200 free. Order in-store or at staples.com/instant. Staples Instant Printing. Get it made today. Staples. That was easy.
Okay, so we have this app that people ought to know about. It's for savvy shoppers, for those professional bargain hunters who are comparing prices. And if you're out and about looking for a deal, with this app turned on, all you do is scan the barcode of any item you like.
Oh, yeah.
And the app will instantly list all price comparisons online and in retail stores.
Right. No, I have that. It's called Red Laser.
Really?
Yeah.
Huh.
There's a couple of them that do it.
I think there's, yeah, this one is called Shop Savvy.
I have Red Laser and Pick to Shop. They do the same thing.
Really?
Yeah, there are several apps out there that do.
So what do you tell, what do you do again?
Let's say I go to the Target.
Yeah.
And let's say I want to buy, let's just say a toaster.
Right.
And I'm looking at a Black & Decker toaster. I scan the barcode of that item, and it will tell me whether it's cheaper at the Walmart down the street or at the Kohl's down the street. And then I can go, oh, look, it's actually cheaper at the Kohl's. I'll drive 1 mile down to save $5 and go down there and do that.
Really?
Yeah. Wow. Or it might have an online price, and, oh, okay, here, I should order it from Amazon, and I save $7.
Huh. All right, so tell me what you make of this. Since the first launch of the iPad, rumors have been floating around that early designs displayed dual dock connectors. There's a listing on eBay today which shows an iPad being sold on eBay that has these two dock connectors. Why is that important? Very small. The first Apple prototypes apparently had them, very few of them. Why is that important?
I don't know why you would want to dual dock that. I'm not sure why.
What does the dock do?
It's where you connect it to your computer, or you connect it to a radio or something like that.
Current bid on the iPad is $10,000.
Wow. Oh, okay. So it's just a prototype.
Auction is set to end at midnight Eastern time tonight.
Yeah.
Those of you who want to get on board that, I think I'll pass. 59 after.